Okay, Chevra, we can continue to talk about Lag BaOmer tonight. We have to look at the parasha. And we've said so many times how important it is to look at the parasha and learn the parasha specifically these days. We're still davening this week. We'll be back in shul. Mir Hashem will be zoiche. But if we're not zoiche, then we're going to be the ones laning in our own homes. So I think it's even more incumbent upon us to connect to the parasha and make sure the parasha is being lived and being learned, even if we're not in shul. At this chus this week, to start learning again with my brother, my closest of friends, my chavrusa for years, Shlomo Kaufman, Dr. Shlomo Kaufman, and we started learning Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi has one piece in Bahar. You should read it inside afterwards, Chavra, every one of us. It's such incredible Torah, but we learned it together. I said, I have to give this over. The very first, right at the beginning of this week's parasha, there's a very famous, very, very famous pasuk in Rashi, and we're talking about Shemitah. Da'abra b'nei Yisrael v'amartalem kisavoa al-aretz, when you come to the land, she'ar ninoisein lechem v'shov so'aretz, and the land should rest Shabbos la'Hashem. Shabbos la'Hashem. Shav so'aretz, the land should rest Shabbos la'Hashem. Why does it say Shabbos la'Hashem? And Rashi there says, l'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. If Hashem's telling us to rest the land, obviously it's l'shem Hashem. Do we have every mitzvah in the Torah that says, do this mitzvah and do it, and you should be do it l'Hashem? Of course, l'Hashem. What's pshat? So Kedushas Levi brings down from the Hilga Arizal. He says a very deep Torah from the Arizal says about Shabbos Kodesh. What is chus always to learn about Shabbos Kodesh? It says in Parshas Kisisa. So we know there's a famous tour, it's brought down from a medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, he went and he pleaded with Paro and he was zoicha to get us a day off. He said, "It's you're working us so hard, 7 days a week. It's not good for you. We're not going to produce if we're working so hard. We need a day. We need a break. It's best for the not just for the workers. It's best for the mitzrim. They'll do much better work if they have a day break." And he convinced them. And Hashem Paro basically told him, "What day do you want?" And he chose Shabbos. Now, again, this is before the tivo of Shabbos. Moshe chose Shabbos on his own. He just happened to choose Shabbos. Obviously, he had deep kavanas and connections, and he must have felt it. But Allah b'machshavto on his own, he just came to choose Shabbos. And then Hashem came to command, and that's in Parshat Kisivah, Moshe to teach about the mitzvah Shabbos. And he tells him the following, Parshas Kisisa, that in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yigimel, Vata, and you specifically who already brought this concept of Shabbos, to Daber El B'nai Yisrael, speak to B'nai Yisrael, Aches Shabsosai Tishmoru. They should keep my Shabbos. Why does it say Shabsosai, my Shabbos? Keep Shabbos. What do you mean, what's my Shabbos? What is it, my tzitzis, my tefillin? What's my Shabbos? Shabsosai. So he says so beautifully, Hashem says, you were keeping Shabbos all along, but you were keeping Shabbos. You were keeping Shabbos because you need a day to rest. You need a day to relax. It's best to relax, to rest. Many non-Jews even recognize how important that is. There are many stories. What a beautiful idea to disconnect from the world, to rest, to have a Shabbos. Somebody I was close to told me about his brother once who for years wasn't keeping Shabbos. He went to start working and had a crazy job in a finance firm, working like 16-hour days. And that's when he started keeping Shabbos. Not l'shma, but because he needed to rest. But at least he started keeping Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. But Hashem says, I don't want you to keep Shabbos for your reason. Vata, you have to tell them, keep it Shabbos. So I keep my Shabbos. Start keeping Shabbos because I told you to keep Shabbos. Because I want you to keep Shabbos. It's a different Shabbos. Gadol mitzuvah v'oisa, m'sheina mitzuvah v'oisa. And I think it's a deep chevra. I want you to understand, first of all, on a more ruchniistic level, when it's Hashem's sivoy that we're keeping, it's different koiches, it's different shefa, it's different ruchnias, and that's why we're doing Shabbos. Not because it makes so much sense, even though it does, and not because it helps us disconnect and have a break, especially during these crazy times. But because it's ratzon Hashem. And we'll get back to that in a moment, but bring that into Shemitah. Now we can understand what it means By Shemitah as well, V'shavtar et Shabbos LaHashem, the Kedushas Levi says from this Arizal similarly, you know what, for agriculture purposes, it would also make sense to leave the land fallow for a year. It would be best for the growth, to give it a rest so that it will produce more the next year and not be worn out. It's best for the agriculture. But don't do it for that reason. Don't do it because it makes sense and it's logical. You have to Shabbos LaHashem. Do it because it's Hashem's Shabbos. L'shem, and that's what Rashi's saying. L'shem Hashem, and Rashi says, just like, if you look at that Rashi, just like Shabbos Bereishis. It's one and the same. And we have to understand when it's Ratzon Hashem, it's a different Kedusha, it's different Ruchnias, but we have to understand something else here. We can't, it's true, sometimes we understand, and we want to understand Torah mitzvahs. But our avodah is to keep Torah because it's Ratzon Hashem. And then I'm a different person. If every moment, my avodah is not what makes sense to me, but it's Ratzon Hashem, it's the will of Hashem, it's the desire of Hashem, and I start living my life like that, every moment of my life is elevated. Every moment of my life. And if I'm going to only keep Shabbos because it makes sense to me, and keep Shemitah because it makes sense to me, and that's my avodah, so okay, at least I'm doing those. But my rest of the day, my life is about what makes sense to me. We have to realize, we mavata ourselves, realize who are we? We hardly know anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zein Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than us. My avodah is to do what Hashem wants, Ratzon Hashem, and know that if I do what Hashem wants, ultimately it's best for me. He knows better than me. He created the world, He created what's best in the world. He created the guidelines, the Torah. Do it because it's Ratzon Hashem, and live our life because it's Ratzon Hashem. And the more we do Ratzon Hashem, then I will be a Shleimus D'Giyid in everything that I do. And that's what Shemitah should be L'Shem Hashem. Shabbos be L'Shem Hashem. And I'll elevate it. You'll see the more we do L'Shem Hashem, we'll start, what are the things so many of us struggle in so much? Rote, mechanical, robotic Judaism. Maybe that's because I'm either doing it because I have to do it, I'm doing it because I've been told I should do it, or I'm doing it sometimes when it makes sense to me, so it's logical. If I start connecting to Hashem in the Yiddishkeit, I start feeling I'm doing it L'Shem Hashem because it's Ratzon Hashem. It's a different fire. And I'll start to feel the panemius, the kedusha, the ruchnius of it as well. Bez Hashem is baruch, we should be zoicha. Each and every one of us should be zoicha. To feel that different mitzvah of Ratzon Hashem and live Ratzon Hashem every single moment of our lives. Have a heilig Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha, full of bracha. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh.